So looking across the page, now we're at the top right of the diagram. This is also a ninth chord, and it's also going off the A string and then the E string, but it goes kind of to the left a little more. So when you are at the voicing I just played was X, 3X, 3-3-0. So you actually skip a string, and then that top string is just open. Yeah. Right? Cool. And so play that against the, like, if you leave the root out, that's actually quite an easy, you're just playing two, right. Like three notes, but one of them's open. Like two, three. Good. And then keep in mind, you could also bring these up an octave, all these. Depending on, yeah. So that's a pretty cool one. So these are still C9. It's just a different voicing. Notice that in the left, the first column, I'll just call it column 1 and column 2. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, let's call it column 1 and column 2, and then row 1 through 5. So column 1, row 1, look at the first voicing. It's 3, flat 7, 9, and 5. Mm-hmm. The fifth is like an expendable interval. You could take it out. There's no fifth there, and it still sounds perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So the fifth is like disposable. So not including the fifth, your voicings are 3, flat 7, and 9. And so if you look on column 2, row 1, the voicing is still flat 7, 9, and 3, the same. It's just that the third gets moved up an octave. That's why this and this have the same overall emotional sort of quality.
Okay.
It's just the third's moved up. Good question, right? Similarly, when we take this guy, column 2, row 1, second voicing, you know, this guy, the voicing would go XX8758. Go ahead, try it. I know you know this one already. And the reason I wrote the 1 in parentheses up top is because you don't need it. You could play those three notes without the 1 on top. And that would be the exact same as the other way you just did. If you played it at fret 3 or, you know, the first voicing I showed you, or up here, it sounds exactly the same. But you might, with pinky, oftentimes you add the 1. So play either of those, like. Good, I'm not quite hearing the 9 though, so let me hear, make sure that 4th string is ringing. Yeah. Yeah, it adds a much different color. Good job. Good. So that's cool. So that's 4 different versions of the 9th chord all across that first row.
Okay.
Cool? You good with that?
Yeah.
Then when you add 13 is next.